Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 17. Nancy?
Mr. Wade.
Why didn't you give your name?
I wasn't sure you would want that.
Wade understood. Nancy Burnell was cautious, prudent. She was not big on risks, and he liked that about her. Especially because she was his international finance and banking go-to person. How did you know I was here in London? And at this hotel?
Pure coincidence. One of my good friends checked you in. She knows about you and simply called me.
Good. I'm glad to see you. Let's go for a drink. Wade graciously gestured towards the hotel cocktail bar to the right side of the main lobby. He walked beside her and caught her scent. It was inviting. The long-legged former Olympic athlete was built like a rock. Not rough granite, but instead smooth golden alabaster. Although Wade had never had the pleasure of knowing her in that way, he could only imagine the firmness of her body. He allowed her to walk the final few steps in front of his gaze. She was wearing a mid-length skirt and white blouse. He liked to watch her move, but it was a nuisance that she was desirable to him.
I'll have a Grand Marnier, and the lady will have...
Wade looked at Nancy.
I think I'll have the same.
The waiter gave them a brisk nod, turned and left.
I've never had a Grand Marnier.
You'll like it. Wade said encouragingly. Nancy crossed her legs and involuntarily showed off her athletic limbs. She was built for speed and had showed the world as a British Olympian. Her parents were also veterans of the Summer Games, her mother, a medalist for Kenya, and her father, a winning coach for the UK.
I know you contact me when needed, Mr. Wade, but I thought...
You did well, Nancy. I'm sure I would have called you at one point during my time here. They spent the next few minutes chatting about nothing much. Nancy remarked that she was enjoying her drink just as Wade realized that his lovely financier could be of help to him after all. Nancy, as you know, I can't give you the complete details of why I'm in London. Nancy nodded. She knew the rules. Members of Denari did not know each other and were given only what they needed in order to get their tasks done. I need you to do a financial analysis of a very wealthy man named Walsingham. I'll send you all his personal info. I want to know how he made his money, where he keeps it, what he owns, and any ties he has with third parties, international and domestic. Wade took a sip of his drink. Oh, and do the same for his wife. Give me the whole story, you know, the complete picture, as usual. He signaled the end of their impromptu rendezvous by standing, unceremoniously. She did the same. Wade didn't bother telling Nancy that he expected results ASAP. She knew every request was ASAP. He escorted her to the revolving lobby door and bid farewell without the slightest affectionate sign or gesture. Although she was Nancy to him, he was Mr. Wade to her, and that is how he wanted it to remain. As Wade headed back to the elevator, he noticed a man eyeing him from next to the concierge's side desk. It was the same man that he had noticed minutes before, seated on a stool at the bar's counter. Wade looked straight at the man. The stranger did not turn away, eyeing Wade as he walked towards the elevator. Do I know him? Wade thought. Does he know me? During the brief moment he waited for the elevator doors to open, Wade noticed the stranger turn and depart through the revolving lobby door. Am I being followed? And if so, why? And by whom? The elevator doors opened, but Wade was no longer in front of them, having bolted from the lobby. He quickly caught up to the stranger on the outside pavement in front of his hotel. Hey! Wade shouted. The man turned, then froze, Do I know you? The stranger reached inside his vest pocket and pulled out an identification badge.
I doubt it, Mr. Wade, but we know you.
Wade glanced at the badge, then back at the stranger.
I'm with Scotland Yard.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.